All right, so starting Sugi on Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph. That the Gemara says you shouldn't wrap the matzah and the maror together bizman hazeh. Why? Because the matzah is the raisa, the maror is the rabbanon, and what? And the maror will be mevatel the matzah. Why? Because one is the rabbanon and one is the raisa. All right. And that's an interesting sugi. Maybe we'll try to get to that after this. But why matzah bismaza is rabbanon? But the Gemara says, mar bismaza rabbanon. Right. It's machlokas of matzah drawn. Yeah. So what does it mean? It's going to be mevatel the matzah. What? It's going to be mevatel the matzah. What do they say? What does Rashbam say? Rashi. Yeah, l'tam matzah d'oraisa. Umavatale l'tam matzah d'oraisa. Rashbam says, well, l'tam matzah d'oraisa. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be involved with Tom. A little difficult, right? And we just learned, last week, you don't need a Tom matzah. All right. You don't need to taste it.
It has to have Tom.
Okay, it's true. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so the Gemara says, and even if you hold in general that mitzvos are not mevatlo zuazu, that's only if they're on the same level, deraisas and deraisas, or derabonans and derabonans. But derais and derabonan, then everybody would agree that the derabonan is going to be mevatlo the deraisa. Okay.
And they're both deraisa?
Then they both, apparently is a machlokas about that. Apparently is a machlokas, let's say they're both deraisa. Are the mitzvos mevatlo zuazu? So the Gemara is saying, even if you hold that by deraisa they're not, okay, everybody's going to agree that if one is deraisa and one is derabanan, that they are. How do you know that?
Because it's the same taste either way. So if it's mevatel in terms of like you can't taste it more or less, then it can't be that, because it would be the same thing in both cases.
Right.
Unless you see your taste changes on his derisa or rabbanon, which is kind of crazy.
Right. That's
correct. Which case is talking about like the level of chiyuv which gives mevatel.
Well, let's see. We have to see. Let's see. So let's take that question first. Okay, then the Gemara tries to figure out who holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel zuazu in general. Okay, it's not clear if there's really a machlokas about this point or not. Ramban goes through it, but whether mitzvahs are mevatel zuazu or not, as you found, you have Hillel, right, who says they're not, right. Not so clear if they ever found really a sheet that holds that they are. All right. Anyhow, so let's take the Rashbam. Afilu l'man da'amar, that what? That mitzvos are not mevat lo zuazu. Go ahead.
Ask Han Emili also again.
What?
Han Emili?
Where's Han Emili? In the Rashbam.
Oh, Rashbam.
So he's trying to explain the Shita why they shouldn't be mivatel each other. Right? Why mitzvah should not be mivatel each other. The Kevan Dechi Hadadi Ninu, they're alike. Right? They like each other. Kulu, how are they like each other? Kulu kiyam mitzvos ninu. They're all the fulfillment of mitzvos. V'lo mevatli ahadadi. They're not mevatled each other. Yeah. You have... Right, it's two entities of mitzvah. You have matzah and you have morah. You have matzah and you have morah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is presenting it as a machlokas. Right? That it's possible to say either way, at least. Right? So what's the machlokas of here? Whether mitzvah or mevatlin zu lazu? Yeah. No, what are the requirements of bittul? What does bittul mean? What are the elements of bittul, I should say? So you have two different objects, two different things, right? Become joined into one mixture, and then the entire thing is called by the shame of the rove, or whatever the process of bittul is that we're going to deal with, right? But it's a negation. It's a negation of one name, of one shame, in the presence of the other, right? Because they're joined together into one entity. Correct. So, at what point does this bittul? Which element are we missing over here for bittul? So the Rashbam seems to be saying you're missing the element of having two different things. Right? You don't have two different things. It's like water and water. What are you going to say? The water is involved with the rove. There's nothing to talk about. Saying there aren't two things to talk about. There's no mevatel. There's nothing that's a mevatel here. What's mevatel what? I just wanted to understand. Okay, I have to think into how it makes sense. But he's trying to focus our attention on something here. Right? Dechia dekevan dechia dodininhu. Right? Then velo mevatli adadi. So what is mevatel what? A like is not mevatel itself. Thing is not mevatel something that's like it. Just considered one homogeneous entity. No? Huh?
So that's what everyone was saying before.
Kulu kiyum mitzvos ninu. And we have to think about it. We have to try to define it a little better.
The chiyav achil is a likeness that you were, I think, as people were saying.
The chiyav achil is not a thing.
It's a likeness.
It's a likeness.
It's not a thing. But of course,
it's not a thing. We need two things. We're talking about. Do you have two things? Do you have two things that are different from each other to say this one dominates that one? Is there a this one and a that one? Is there even a this one and a that one?
Do you want to change the physical property of it?
I mean, it is similar. It's not something that you're aware of, most likely, but there is a machlokas in machlokas tanaim in Issur V'Hetta too. If you had two pieces of meat, right, that are the same, is there bittul or is there not bittul? Let's say you have two pieces of, how is it possible to have two pieces of meat and one is kosher and one is treif, even though they're the same exact kinds of meat? How is that possible? In other words, not beef and pork. Beef and beef, but kosher and treif. How do you have that? Yeah, nevela and shchuta. Right, so you have two pieces of meat, they're both ground beef, chuck, whatever it is, and they get mixed together. So it's machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Do you say there's a bittul or not? Right? So why does Rabbi Yehuda say there's no bittul? Because it's just meat and meat. It's just the same thing. What's mevatel what? It's just together. It's just a homogeneity over here. There's no... there's nothing to be mevatel the other thing. Right? Physically. Hold on. So what did Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold? No. One is a shame isser and one is a shame heter. Right? One is a shame isser and one is a shame heter. So the point being that what? The point being, you need to find some difference for there to be a process of bittul. Right? We have a similar question of heter and heter. Do you say heter is mevatel heter? But okay. But, yeah, what are you saying? I'm here. Oh, so over here, so let's compare this to, let's say, you mean, why isn't this like Mimbimino? Better than Mimbimino.
It sounds like
Mimbish Ein Amino. Correct, it's true. I mean, so why should there be a, why shouldn't it be a bottle? Why shouldn't it be bottle? It's like Mimbish Ein Amino.
It sounds like you're really talking about this device.
So this Gemara is saying that what? That according to Hillel, mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu. Why? Because they exist within the same framework. D'chi hadodi ninu. Now there's an entity of kiyum mitzvah, and an entity of kiyum mitzvah are not in conflict. There's no difference between each other. Okay, so they recognize each other within the same framework. Within the framework that each one has its shame matzah and shame marar. The other one also has its shame. You understand?
How is it different from like a food if you have?
Well, let's put it this way. In other words, they definitely have individual identities, right? Because you make a bracha al achilas matzah and a bracha al achilas mora. They have individual identities, right? But he's saying that they both exist equally in the same exact framework as entities of kiyum mitzvah.
Could be back to general. Remember something else? General.
Right. They both exist as the same kind of a chefza. Right. In other words, their more general category is exactly the same, especially tonight, especially on that night. Their more general category is exactly the same.
Whereas like treif and kosher, they both exist in the same frame, or one exists in a lesser way.
In an opposite, they're opposite. They exist in opposite frame, in opposite ways. Right. So, but he's just saying like this. He's saying that's the machlokas over here. In terms of, if you're going to say mitzvos mevatlos zu or not, you need to find a difference. It has to be a difference in order for it to be a bittul. So the question over here is, I mean, we can't go into this too deeply, but we could just say, basically, right? What's the basic issue over here? Does it go by the shame, by the particular shame? Right? If you look at them in terms of their particular shame, one is a shame matzah and one is a shame mara, and then they're different. Right? And that was in terms of the shame of ochel. In terms of their particular shame, they're different. Right? But in terms of the type of objects that they are, they're exactly the same. Right? But bittul needs a difference. So the question is, do you say two entities of mitzvah, are they mevatlan zu azu or not? It depends on which framework you're speaking. Let's just define what it is, and we can try to figure out deeper reasoning. But in terms of defining what's going on, if you're going to say they are mevatlan each other, then you're looking at the shame prati over here, right? You're saying matzah and mora. Okay, then you're gonna elevate that. That's gonna be you're gonna say they're defined by their particular shame. So now you have a mixture. You have two different things, matzah and mora. If you're gonna say ein mevatlan zu azu, then you say you only view them in terms of their in terms of the more general shame, which is identical, kiyum mitzvah, entity of kiyum mitzvah. So there's no difference. Well, that's dependent. Whether you're going to say bottle or not is going to depend on whether you say that you view it in terms of the particular or in terms of the general. Now we can try to figure out as far why you would say one or the other, but that's definitely going to be true. Yeah. Hold on. So one second. So now the Gemara is saying that what? That even if you're going to say, so we don't have to worry about now that the sheet of Mevatlan Zuazu. Okay, because the Gemara never carries on that train of thought. Basically, Gemara is going according to, let's say, for now at least, the mitzvahs are not Mevatlan Zuazu. Okay, let's stick with that, for simplicity at least. So even if you can say mitzvahs are not Mevatlan Zuazu, but by matzah and mor b'zman hazeh, you'll have the problem. Why? Because what? One is the rabbanon and one is the raisa. Asi mor the rabbanon and vatal the matzah the raisa. Yes. So how does that work? Meaning to say that now they're different. Now they're different entities. Right? You can't say kulu chada. You can't say dechia dadi ninu. Kulu kia mitzvos ninu. Right now they have distinct. Now they have even in their they don't have any general identity that's the same. Right now you just have their particular identity. You don't have any general identity that's the same.
More general than they had similar identity.
Which is what?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's a good question. That's a good question. You mean the Rabbanan? Yeah.
How is the Mevatel operating?
It's not that's the next issue. Next issue is how is it Mevatel? How is it operating? But that's what I'm trying to separate out these issues of here. How it operates is a difficult question. We have to try to figure out. But the first point is, yeah.
Whether you say it's the same form or not, it just depends on how broad you're making your categories.
Well, you can't say that the kiyam derabanan is a kiyam deraisa. That's what this Gemara is saying.
You can't say that.
No.
Right.
Not in the same way.
It depends how broad you make your categories. So
what do you mean?
Make your categories.
No, but you don't want to dilute. That's the problem, though. The broader, if you make it broader, it's not going to. The deraisa can't come down to the level. If you make it broader to include the deraisa into something that the rabbanan is in, then you're going to be mevatel that deraisa. Now you say, well, it's all stuff, right? Yeah, great, but stuff is not mitzvah, right? So if you dumb it down, that's not good. Okay. So to say they're all general perfection, they're all general.
Why is the category that I'm making crosses the line?
Which category is that? You didn't make a category.
Like they're all mitzvahs. Like
but they're different. They're different.
See what I'm saying? Category that you're making with
Shita,
I could say they're different also.
No, they're both a key in mitzvah midaraisa. A key in mitzvah is not a key in mitzvah midaraisa.
Okay,
are they mitzvahs?
Why are the categories based on level of key and not something else?
Because it has to have, you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa on matzah. Right? So it's got to be that there's nothing else other than this entity of Kiyam Mitzvah Midaraisa. If there's another thing that's not a Kiyam Mitzvah Midaraisa, then you have a Taroves of the thing that you need, Kiyam Mitzvah Midaraisa, and something else. That sets up the bittul of what you need. Okay? The Ramban says in the Mechom, it says a Daraisa and a Drabanan is like a Drabanan and a Rishus. So the Daraisa doesn't recognize, the Daraisa doesn't recognize the Drabanan as a kiyam mitzvah like itself. it's like a rishus. A drabanan legabi adaraisa is like a rishus. Yeah. Okay. So how does the bittul take place? That's the next question. How does the bittul take place? Right? Osi. So granted that they're different and they're roy to be mevatel and zezeh. Right? They're roy. But how does the bittul take place? Yeah, take a look at the Tosis. Asi mor derabanan vavul matzah deraisa. See that Tosis over there, Johnny? You want to read? Okay. So now Tosis is bothered by Abraham. Tosis says, so what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying if you say mor is derabanan, it's going to be mevatel the matzah midaraisa. Correct. So certainly, if the mor is just an entity of rishus. So how come in Akomates the Gemara says that if you had spiced matzah, it's okay? the besamim are not mevatel the matzah. Right, the besamim are not mevatel the matzah. So what's his answer? So what's his answer? He says, because it's a davar muat. It's a davar muat. So what does that mean? Means to say that in order to have bittul, the bittul is not taking place in the tam. Right? It's not a bittul of tam. We're just trying to get some clarity over here. Right? It's not a bittul, because in terms of tam, the tavlin is changing the tam of the matzah. Right? But in terms of the mamish, this is not enough. How do you learn this tosis? You want to learn a different way?
Well, don't you think that
there's not enough tom, so why is the guy putting it in?
No, he changes the tom, but not enough to be mevatel the tom of the pasta.
Not mashma that way. Spices have a lot of taste.
Especially back then.
More is not enough. In other words, in substance, it has to be a mevatel. The Tosfos is saying over here that even though the Gemara talks about tam, right, but it's not a bittul of tam, right? It's a bittul of one entity against the other entity. But certain things, they're too small to be a mevatel on their own. They're too small just in terms of substance. They're negligible in terms of substance. They can't be considered the dominant thing. Can't be considered that the ikar over here is tavlin. Not possible. It's a davar mu'at. It can never get. In other words, even though, first you need two opposite things, but there has to be a substantial amount of one to be mevatel the other. Mara is excised in the kazayas. I mean, maybe if a guy had crazy amounts, it'd be different. But yeah, davar muat is not a mevatel. No, I'm saying there's two things. You need something. You need a mevatel that's going to require two things. It has to be different from it, but it also has to be of a certain substance. I don't know what the purpose. Certain amount. Certainly can't be davar muat, that we know. But it lacks in being a mevatel, another entity opposed to this, to the matzah. That's what we have to worry about. That's what we're going to worry about. Not only does it have to... to be a mevatel, not only does it have to be different, but it has to be roi to be mevatel. Davar muat is not roi to be mevatel, something else. Right. We're going to come back to the drushes another time, but... it's very complicated to go through the drush right now. Let's just try to we want to get to the focus on this point of the bittul. So the Gemara says like this: says now that we don't hold, there's no psak halacha either like Hillel or like the Rabbanan. What does Hillel hold? Hillel held in the Zman. This is the different Hillel. Okay, Hillel held in the Zman and Mikdash. What do? You eat them all together: matzah, maror, and pesach, all together, according to the two of these Rishonim. Right? Eat them all together. Correct? Because they're all doraisas. And the pasuk tells you to eat them together, so it means that there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to eat them together, according to Hillel. Okay, and the Rabbanon hold, l'chatchila, you should eat them separate. Okay? So now what? So what does that mean? So therefore what? So what do we do? So what do we do? So we make a bracha al achilas matzah first, and we eat that. And then we make the bracha on maror, and we eat that. And then we take them both together, without a bracha, zechil and mikdash kilo. Okay? So the problem though in the Gemara is, what does that have to do with the fact that we don't hold like Hillel or like the Rabbanan? Right? Because bizman hazeh, you can't, even if we held like Hillel, right? Bizman hazeh, we couldn't do it. Because everybody agrees the Mora would be mevatel the matzah. Correct? In other words, let's say we held like Hillel. Let's say we know there's a psak halacha, Hillel is right. And in the Zman and Mikdash, what would you have to do? L'chatchila, you'd have to eat the matzah and the Mora together. Right? And the Pesach. What would Hillel tell you to do, Bizman Hazeh? Don't do it. Why? Because since Bizman Hazeh, the Moror is Drabonon. You can't eat the matzah and the Moror together. It's not possible. Because everybody agrees, even if you hold in general, mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu, everybody agrees here that Drabonon is going to be mevatel to Daraisa. Right? So what does it have to do with whether we hold a Hillel or not? Even if we, right? Okay, so take a look at Tosus. Tosus like this. Ella, right? So the reason why we can't eat them together is because osi mor derabonim vatal matza, right? So let's say you do like this. You'll eat the matzah first without the mor. Kishahoya korchon acharkach. See, now it goes both ways. That if you would say, if you would, let's say you do this. Let's say you eat the matzah first. You want to save a kazayas, right? You want to save, you cut out one kazayas. So what do you do? Eat the matzah first. Good? Done with matzah. Now you're done with your chi of the raisa. And now instead of eating morar and then a korech, just jump right to Karech. Right? Why can't you do that? Eat a kazayas and matzah, and then eat the matzah and the morah together like Hillel. Right? Why can't you do that? Because once you ate the matzah, now there's no more, now the morah is a derabanan and the matzah is a rishus. Because I'm already yotzei machi of matzah. Right? The morar is the rab. Now the morar is greater than the matzah. Right? Umiyu ihavakaim alon kehillel haviavdinan hachi. But if we actually held like Hillel himself, that in the Zman and Mikdash you had to do it that way, that was the way to do it, chatchila, matzah and morah together, we would have done it. We would have had one kezias of matzah, and then matzah and morah together. Why? Kevin Chitzarch Lasos Midrabonan Mitzvah Skricha Kehilo. Havidrabonan Drabonan. Okay, so he's trying to explain why it matters that we don't know if we pass like Hillel. But the point is like this. Mitnik.
Yes.
Moror is a very, very powerful taste. Powerful. Right? But you see that what? No matter how powerful the taste is, The rishus is always mevatel, the one that's more chomer than it, right? The lower is always mevatel the higher. Why? Why don't I say okay, they're different, right? But let it go. Let them fight it. Let the toms fight it out. Knows just because you have iser and heter doesn't mean it's always aser, right? Just because you have a bittel, just because you have the ability to have bittel, why do you always lose? Why can't the mitzvah be involved with the rishus? Why is it always the rishus going to be involved with the mitzvah? Even when the rishus is bland and the mitzvah is powerful. Right? Why is it? It's like a strange thing. And the bittul is going by tam, they were saying. Rashi and the Rashbam were saying before, the bittul is going to be through the tam. The tam of the mor is going to be overpowering. So why can't the tam of the mor overpower over here too? Right? Yeah. Hold on. Okay, so take a look at Tosfos on the next daf. Okay. Yotza matzah yidei mor lo yotza. So what was the case from yesterday, from last time? Let's say you took matzah and mor together, right, and you swallowed them at once. Right? So what was the din? You yotze matzah, right? Because you don't need the tam matzah. You just need to be bolea. Let's learn straight like the Rashbam. And, well, it doesn't matter really. But the morah, you're not yotzei. Because you don't get the tam of the morah. Right? You don't get the tam of the morah. So, in a sense, what could you say about the morah? There's nothing. The morah is a nothing. That achilas morah is not a kiya mitzvah. Right? If you don't taste the morah, there's no kiya mitzvah. So if I have matzah and morah together, and I swallow them as one, The matzah is a kiyum mitzvah, and the mara is no kiyum mitzvah. So Tosu says, Vim tomar kevin she'ein b'mara zeh mitzvah midrabanan livato mara lai matzah davadei. Why do you say you shouldn't be yotzi anything? Because now you have an achila of mitzvah and rishus. Right? V'yesh lomar d'lo shayich bitul ela kishe lo ason yachad does mevatal tam echad eschavero. But if you have two whole pieces, even if the mara, which is Rishus, is bigger, there's no bittul. There's no bittul. So you see the bittul is definitely coming through the tam, but the tam of the mara is definitely greater. Right? It just becomes a little... it's a little unclear exactly how this whole thing is working. Now take a look at the, you can take a look at the Ran for tomorrow also. The Ran has a similar thing. Take a look at the Ran on what was it? Chaf Hey, Chaf Vav. Yeah, Chaf Hey. So he says the Hachi Omer Hillel, Hillel ze Amora Haya. He clears it up right away. Okay. Now he says like this. Yeah, so he says Umara Dirabanan over there, he says Dichsiva Matzah Zmaram Yochlu, Dimash Bizman the Ika Pesach in Bizman Lika Pesach Lo. Of Omatzah Ahadrakra. Okay, fine. Vaasi Maror Dirabanan, you see where he says that in the paragraph of Umara Dirabanan. Vaasi Maror Dirabanan Umavatle Lamatza Daraisa. So let's go back to the original question. If the Maror is Dirabanan, the Matzah is Daraisa, right? So the Maror is going to be Mavatl the Matzah. Now he says like this. Why? He says, "Diboinan taima de matzah lechuda." You need to have just the time of matzah. Yeah, well, let's say they're both the raisa. Why? You don't have just the time of matzah. He seems to be going back and forth between making tam the main thing and ignoring tam. Sometimes we ignore tam. Sometimes we make tam the main thing. Right. And he also says the same thing as the Tosus, that the Rabbanan would be like a Rishus against he says, right, the same thing with the Korach, that since we don't know who we Paskin like, take a look at him, the Vahashti, go through the runs. Now he also, what? Where? Oh, yeah, that we have to do too, I forgot about that, you're right. Now he has another question. He has another question, a better question. He says, let's say you take Mora and you dip in the Charoses. Why don't you say the Charoses, let's say you hold Mishum Kafa, right? That's not the mitzvah. Does he go according to Ashita? He says, so then, why don't you say the Charoses is a Rishus? And it's going to be about the time of the Mora. Right? The charosis itself a mitzvah or not. But if you hold it's not mitzvah, so then why isn't it mevatol the mora? The raisa bizman shebeisim mikras kayam. So he gives a funny answer. Ikalamei mishani asam the tibul ba'almahu v'lo choshev shederach achilas v'kach. What does derach achilas v'kach have to do with anything? Right? Now if you want to say, he also has Tosa's question on Bala Matzah on the top of the next daf. Gives a little bit of a different answer. But he says, when you swallow them, Avo kishe bolon, ein atamim misarvin, u kizayis matzah l'chudekai. The matzah is like by itself. Okay? Right, so that's basically the problem we've got to try to figure out. In other words, and also the question is like this. Let's just review the facts. Let's review what the facts are. It seems that when you have... So let's take the first question. Mitzvahs mevatlan zuzu or not? Okay? So we're going to work according to the sheet that says that they're not mevatlan zuzu for now. Right? They're not mevatlan zuzu. But what? But the Rabbanan and Doraisa are Mevatlin, or the Rabbanan and Rishus are Mevatlin. Correct? Now what are the problems that we have? The problems are, what's the mechanism of the bittul? I mean, that's basically what we're up to. What's the mechanism of this bittul? Okay. What's the mechanism of the bittul? Yeah, because you see, Tosa says it's not the general. It's not the what is Tosa? So Tosa says that what? That if so, what are the clues that we have? The Tosa says if you swallow them whole, then there would be no bittul, right? What? It's only if you chew them, right? So that seems to be a question of tom. But mara has a much more, has an overpowering tom. So how come when you chew them, why don't you say that the mara should be, even if the mara is drabanan and the matzah is rishus, why don't you say that the mara should be mevatel? Why can't the mara be, why is it always the mitzvah is mevatel? Even if the mitzvah is the lesser tom, it's mevatel.
We focus also on the fact that...
And then the Ran says that the reason why the mara is mevatel the matzah is because you need matzah, tam matzah l'chud. But if you hold ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu, he would agree that if you had matzah deraisa and mara deraisa, there would be no bittul. Right? Yeah.
That we said before that.